Kaitiaki tanga o te moana. Kaitiaki means to be the guardian of something. To understand kaitiaki tanga o te moana properly, it is important to be aware of the long and rich history Māori have with the moana. See, te iki nui a Māui. It is said that on a fishing expedition with his brothers, Māui Tikitiki a Tāranga used the magical jawbone of his grandmother as a hook to fish up the North Island. The North Island is known in Māori as Te Ika Nui a Māui, the great fish of Māui. If you look at a map, you can make out the shape of a large stingray, with Wellington being the head, Taranaki as one fin, Te Tai Rāwhiti, or the east coast, as the other fin, and Te Tai Tukuro, or Northland, as the long tail. Voyage to Aotearoa. After Māui, Kupe journeyed to Aotearoa. He was also a fisherman who came across Aotearoa while chasing a giant octopus named Te Whiki o Muturangi. More people arrived from the ancestral homelands of Hawaiki in a series of voyages across the Pacific on large waka. Today, many iwi of Aotearoa trace their ancestry back to one of these great waka, such as Tainui, Te Arawa, Kurahopo, and Mātātua waka. Tangaroa. Māori hold great respect for the ocean. Māori often refer to the Atua or god, Tangaroa, the spiritual guardian of the sea. Tangaroa's son, Punga, is said to be the ancestor of all sharks, lizards, and rays. Punga's son, Ikitere, is known as the ancestor of all the other fish in the ocean. Before ocean voyages or before fishing, Māori often recite karakia, incantations, to ask Tangaroa for a safe and prosperous trip, and to give thanks. Tangaroa's realm has also been a source of kai for Māori. It is hard to imagine the challenges early Māori faced when they first arrived in New Zealand, and Tangaroa played a vital part in their survival. Māori were highly skilled in fishing and diving for food. Fishing methods included using traps, spears, hooks, lines, lures, and the impressive kaharoa, large nets that could stretch more than 1.6 kilometres in length. Fish were probably the main source of protein for Māori. Apart from food, Tangaroa also provided many other things that were used in day-to-day living. Shark and whale oil was used to preserve birds and hue, or goods. Whale bones were used to make weapons, jewellery and other useful items, and power shells were used for several things like decorating the elaborately carved Tharetupuna, ancestral meeting houses. The sea is a taonga. It is a belief of many Māori people that the sea and its bounty is a taonga tuku iho, a treasure that has been passed down from previous generations. For that reason, it must be looked after to pass to future generations. Māori believe that by being good kaitiaki guardians and adopting certain practices, the ocean will continue to provide for many generations to come. Tikanga, protocols. Over hundreds of years of living in Aotearoa, Māori have learnt how to look after their food source. Tikanga have been adapted to ensure food sources were always abundant, both in the ocean and on the land. For example, never gutting or disposing of fish near the ocean, which would encourage predators, like sharks, to deplete the fishing beds. Another example is releasing the first catch of the day as a gift back to Tangaroa. Rahui, ban. One of the most powerful conservation methods that Māori used and continue to use is rahui. Sometimes when a fishing ground or shellfish bed was showing signs of depletion, a rahui could be placed over the area so that the fish or shellfish stock could replenish. The people of the tribe would then move on to a different area until marine life returned back to the area. Sometimes the rahui were, and still are, placed over areas if someone died at sea while fishing. This was done as a mark of respect to the person and to ensure their spirit did not enter the food which would then be eaten by the tribe.